little Vince, there have been no episodes of your podcast.
Hello.
Oh, look at this weather. It's podcasting season.
I'm Will Thomas. Good to have you with us.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Vince Agard.
The forefathers of the podcasting movement.
What?
You know, they're not unicorns.
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, bar, bar, bar.
Well, you all are just really tickled by that, aren't you?
We'll do it live.
Do you think that might be really boring?
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
What are you doing, baby?
This is
Ben and Vince.
All right, let's get started then.
was that on camera?
Well, there can be now. What kind of sleep issues are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we went on vacation for a week, and so we all slept.
Hold on, did you guys end up going to West Virginia?
Did we end up going to West Virginia?
Yeah,
we did.
Okay, because you were going to get tickets to that thing. I don't think we talked about it.
I was going to get tickets to a thing?
To the roof of the building or whatever.
The roof of the building?
To see the fireworks, and then you weren't going to go.
Oh. Yeah, well, we didn't get tickets. But we did get firecrackers or whatever from Guerrilla Fireworks in West Virginia.
Oh, me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a skull that had firecrackers in it. Actually, that one we didn't set off until we got home.
Damn, why didn't we get that?
It was cool. Yeah, it went like...
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. It left scorch marks on my patio. Anyway, and then we got a sword that was like a firecracker too.
Okay.
But
that was a different vacation than
that one was just like a couple days.
Yeah.
But then we went on a vacation for a week.
To where?
To the Finger Lakes.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Watkins Glen. Hell yeah.
Well, we stayed half an hour north, half a lake north from Watkins Glen.
Sweet.
And we did all kinds of cool stuff. We did the Gorge Trail in Watkins Glen. We went to Seneca Lake State Park at the north end of that lake.
You know, we have that at home.
Lakes? Oh, Seneca Lake. Yeah, right. No, not Great Seneca. Just Seneca.
Okay.
The lesser Seneca. But I don't see Great Seneca having a cool splash pad thing.
Like, when's the last time you were there?
Not that long ago.
All right.
Diane's parents live right near there. Anyway, so that was cool. And then we went to Cornell.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And
is that a early campus visit or what?
Yeah, that's right. Joel went to we went to big engineering building. We went to Willard Straight Hall. We ate in the dining hall. Joel said he loved the food. And then Aaron took a nap in Willard Street Hall in someone's someone's office. And Joel went to the library and went to some lecture halls, sat there. So he's ready to go.
Nice.
We kind of went to a dorm, but they weren't really open. Like, you couldn't go see anyone's room. Or
you can just like cruise in and look at somebody's room.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to do. Joel really wanted. I mean, we went to.
They used to let you dorm. Do that.
Yeah, probably before 9/11 or something.
Well, after 9/11, if you wanted to like stab your ex boyfriend or something.
Oh, what was the deal with that?
I mean, she needed to stab her ex boyfriend.
Yeah.
A lot of times. But that's why it's important to carry two knives, so that in the first one, in case the first one gets stuck in the person you're stabbing, you can bring out the backup knife.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. What university was this?
Mass Tech.
Mass Tech. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So we went outside of, my freshman dorm building, and then we couldn't quite get to Diane's building because they were doing construction or whatever, but we saw it. We saw her window. We went to College Town Bagels. So.
Are those good bagels?
That's great bagels.
Nice. We don't really have good bagels here.
Yeah.
In Texas.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then what else did we do? I don't know. Some more stuff. Whatever. And then on the way back, we stopped at we went to Sesame Place for one day, and we met some cool friends, such as Elmo and Grover. And
where is that?
It's like outside Philadelphia. Well, kind of near Philadelphia.
Can you tell me how to get there?
They never really answered that question, do they? It was a sunny day for most of it, but then it rained a lot at the end of the day, and we missed the fireworks. Yeah.
That's when you had to go light the skull off.
Your timeline is all mixed up, man. Your chronology.
Well, that's why I'm having sleep issues.
It's not really about that, although we were totally off on the schedule, but whatever. It's more just like we all slept in the same room, and like...
So why can't we just do that all the time?
Why can't we just do that all the time? Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
So we're very sad. Very sad. But, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. Are you prepared?
Am I prepared?
Yeah, are you prepared?
For the hurricane?
You're supposed to be in a state of preparedness.
I'm in a perpetual state of what's the opposite of preparedness? It's the
not preparedness.
Flat-footedness. That's the one. Not prepared. I'm not in an evacuation zone. I went to knowyourzonemd.whatever, and I am not in an evacuation zone. But, that still doesn't mean I should not be prepared.
That's right. You should be ready.gov.
We got some bottled water somewhere in the house. I just replaced the windshield wipers on one of our cars. So
that'll help.
Ready to drive through the rain. Which you should definitely do. We're ready. We're totally ready.
Nice.
I guess you're not getting any hurricane right now. Maybe you will.
I mean, now is kind of a timeless state, Time,
sure.
Flat sure. Circle. By the time now is, maybe, yes.
Sure. Are you prepared? Are you in that state?
Well, I'm not in a state of preparedness yet, you know.
You don't need to be. Okay.
Yeah, for us, we get prepared after, like, you know.
That makes sense.
Maybe a week or so afterwards. That's when we
get. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. We got to go to Cancun, you know, first, and then we
can prepare. Right, yes. Yes. I mean, think about it. You plan this whole trip, you know. You got your tickets. You pay for the hotel, rental car. You know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Cancel it because a hurricane's on the way in the state that you supposedly run?
Hell no.
Same thing, you know, like your Hawaii vacation's all planned. Okay, fine. You know, a giant volcano erupted or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do? Cancel it? No.
That's right. Oh, boy.
So, well, big news for me is I'm going to have a new job.
Congratulations.
Thanks. At Microsoft. Everyone thinks that's hilarious. But I'm in an annoying state right now where, like, you know, it's like basically accepted, but the background check is running, and so I don't, you know, they have.
Oh, are you worried about that?
I'm very worried they're gonna find never mind. Very worried they're gonna find all the, you know, tax fraud that I committed.
What if it comes back with, like, we didn't find anything on your criminal record, but there's a shady website called obscureporn.com that's got your name all over it.
They probably can find that, right? I mean, it literally does have my name on the DNS records.
And probably on some of the pages.
Yeah, that too. Right. Yeah, you don't have to look far. Probably the first thing that comes up when you Google search it. Do you really think that they can discover that? I mean, like, I think my address is on there too.
I don't think they will bother.
Right. That would be so funny.
I mean, they didn't check the first time.
Well, I didn't own it the first time.
Oh, okay. Well, they're not searching the DNS ICANN database or whatever.
No. I guess it didn't stop Eric Heisen from getting a job, so.
Well, it's not like he does anything with national security or whatever.
Anything where you'd want to be really.
Or wait, maybe that's why he needed to offload the website to us.
Yeah, perhaps. I'm actually surprised we haven't been killed. But yeah, anyway, so I can't really, like, tell anyone at work. I mean, I told, like, a couple people, but, you know, I really don't want to do any work.
Yeah.
So this is a, you know, a quandary for me right now.
Do you have a start date?
No, that's what's pending.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how long has it been pending?
Like, I probably told someone on Tuesday. And it's still pending.
Okay. I mean, sure.
Yeah.
But, like, what does it take? Like 3 days or something?
Yeah, I know. It's just like an annoying 3 days. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, people are, like, inviting me to meetings and, like, asking for my opinion. And I'm like, yeah. I don't want to give an opinion because I'm going to be out of here. But anyway. You know, these are the struggles of the rich and famous.
That's right. So I can direct all my team's complaints to you now?
Yeah, I guess so. I heard that it's a really cool product and it's blown up and everyone wants to switch to Teams.
I got forced onto the new Teams.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's actually fine for the most part. I wish they would make the the video layout's more like the old one.
Oh.
But.
What's it like now?
It's like, it used to be you could like talk to somebody, or I don't know if it's true for like a one-on-one, but it would be like you would see the other people in the meeting and then like yourself small in the corner.
Yeah.
Now you're like the same size as the other people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, do you have a problem where you like, I'll phrase it as a statement rather than a question. I have this problem where I can only focus on myself.
Yeah.
Like, especially if, you know, we're all the same size.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just like staring at myself the entire time.
Yep.
I guess it doesn't cause any problems, but
it also doesn't like dynamically size the people. So it used to be like, if I put the meeting on like a vertical monitor, then you know, if there's three people in it, it would like, or let's say there's, yeah, let's say there's two people in it, it would put one of them in the top half of the screen and one on the bottom half of the screen. Now it just puts them side by side as like, you know, two boxes or whatever.
They made it dumber. I'm surprised.
And you also can't make the background black without putting the whole thing in dark mode.
Oh. You don't like dark mode?
No. Teams is for during the daytime, you know.
Dark mode is for all times.
No, my terminal. You should work on Windows Terminal. That's a good product.
Yeah, I love that one.
That one's black.
Yeah.
Well, or depending on which tab it is, maybe dark gray.
Yeah, dark gray. I've used that one. Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, the email, the Teams, that's light mode.
Well, you mean like, so you can distinguish more easily?
No, it's just like, that's email. Email doesn't go in dark mode.
No, just get used to it.
No, you get used to it.
It's better. I have gotten used to it in dark mode. It's good.
No, it sucks.
It hurts. It's better.
It makes everyone's signature look stupid.
Why does everyone have signatures?
Because we're professionals.
What signatures?
Like your email signature.
I know your email signature. Well, what signature is anyone putting?
You know, like,
I sent this email at a time that was convenient for me. I don't expect you to reply.
No, just like, you know, Vince Agard, he, him, you know, the logo of my company, the my phone number, my address.
Yeah. Which part of that looks dumb? The logo?
Yeah.
Well, that looks dumb anyway.
No, it looks cool.
I don't know what your logo looks like. Yeah, well, whatever. Just shut up. Get used to it. It hurts your eyes to be in light mode all the time.
No, no, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
Well, it definitely hurt my eyes, and I've switched to dark mode, and it's good.
All right.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Well, did you ever use that layout where it's like everybody's like in a panel or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Like we're all in an auditorium or...
In an auditorium. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I mean, that's cool, but like, you know, like I'm not going to do it in like a serious meeting, you know?
It's so stupid.
It also doesn't let you have as many pictures on the screen as before. Like you used to be able to do like, I don't know, 100 people on the screen, and now you can only do 45 or something.
Oh, was it really like useful to have 100 people on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, how do you? I mean, how can you even pick out who's talking?
Yeah, you recognize their voice.
But how do you know where they are on the screen?
Well, it like highlights their box, probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
You just pick them out. I think they go alphabetical.
Okay. Okay. Man, I've never been in a productive 100-person meeting.
Well, you know, when there's just like, you know, a little staff call, you know, where
all hands.
Yeah, you know, we have like a weekly one where we just do some dad jokes, talk about the weather.
Right. Talk about the weather. That is your job.
It is my job, yeah.
You can't, that can't be small talk.
No, it's like, here's what the weekend's going to be like.
Oh, man.
What that means for your weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Is everyone at your company just like an aspiring, you know, local news meteorologist?
We do have one guy who used to be on
TV. Only one.
Yeah.
Only one. What locale?
Somewhere in Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Does he miss it?
I don't think so.
Well, then he made the right choice.
Yeah. I mean, being on TV, unless you're like one of five people, does not pay very well.
Yeah, right. I respect those actors who just like, you know, do, you know, 10 movies a year, like 5 minutes of screen time each one, and, you know, show up in a bunch of different TV episodes, you know, like the character actor thing. Yeah. I think that's cool.
Do you think any of them are on the local news?
No, I don't.
Those are the crisis actors.
Crisis actors.
Preparedness actors.
What?
Preparedness actors.
Sure. Yeah, no, I don't imagine that being like local news meteorologist pays incredibly well. I should ask my friend Doug.
Doug Hill?
Doug
Kammerer.
What's that?
Doug Kammerer.
Who's Doug Kammerer?
Isn't he the weather guy? Doug Kammerer? Don't you watch TV?
I don't watch TV.
Come on.
I'm watching the Olympics. Have you been watching the Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good ones.
There's some really good ones.
I saw speed climbing.
Oh, yeah.
They're really fast.
Yeah.
Do they like, are they using the harness, you know?
No.
No?
No. Then it would just be speed like
floating,
getting lifted up by a crane. Like, that's
I
not...
know, but it just seems so fast. Like, how do they do it? It just seems like they must be like,
they're world class speed climbers.
I know, but that's so fast.
It is.
I mean, I guess I'm not asking the same question about like, how do they do that pole vault so high?
Yeah. Well, that one doesn't look that hard, right? The pole is doing most of the work.
Yeah, definitely. same. Yeah, that high jump, especially. What are you doing? Just jump. the long jump. They jump really long.
It's yeah, crazy. It's pretty cool. Like the track and field stuff is just like so like primal, you know.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
How fast can you run? How far can you jump? How far can you throw a big heavy stone? You know,
right.
Like,
well, there's those ones, but then there's also these ones where it's just like so specific. I guess even those, like, you know, how long can you jump? It's like, okay, these people with these like giant leg muscles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you see the steeplechase? Wow.
Is there a difference between steeplechase and equestrian?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if there was an equestrian steeplechase. There's a bunch of different equestrian events.
Oh, okay. I see. But I think we saw one of those.
The steeplechase that I saw was with humans.
Wait, that's not a horse thing?
It's both, I guess.
Okay. What is that one?
It's where they have to, like... They're running around the track, and then like randomly they'll have to like jump over like a big hurdle or like into some water.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I saw the horse one of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, imagine that with humans.
Yeah, we were watching that horse one, and Aaron said, you know, the horse keeps changing color. I think those are different horses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend, I went to the Indy 500, just to recap the last episode, with my friend Dan. And
the Indy 500?
Yeah.
That's where you went?
Yep.
I swear it was... cliff diving. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so his wife and kids didn't come. They watched it on TV instead, which was allowed because of the weather. That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Anyway, she said, like, the younger kid saw some, like, there was some crash where a car went in the grass. And then the kid's like, oh, he drove into the grass. And they showed a replay. He drove into the grass again.
Yeah, right. Come on, man. Get better at driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, these track and field ones, yeah, it's just like so, it's just like this one skill. And people just train. It's just not, it just doesn't seem like transferable, you know? But yeah, I did watch some of that discus, and man, those guys are big. That's, yeah, that one is like a really good entry in the like genre of really huge people expressing facial emotions. Yeah, man, I like the Olympics, you know? I have zero interest in sports at any other time, but I like those Olympics. It's fun.
Good.
Yeah. You learn about countries and you know, see people from all over the world.
Yeah.
It's got, you know, great variety.
The thrill of victory.
Yeah.
Agony of defeat.
And you get to do it all, you know, you get to download the Peacock app.
Did you do that?
I paid for 1 month of ad-free Peacock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you listened to your custom highlight video narrated by AI Al Michaels?
Oh, man. Is that the thing? I haven't even seen that advertised.
I've seen it advertised on TV. I don't have the app, though.
Oh, you know what? I did read about this. This is when I texted you to say, has anyone made that AI Michaels joke?
Oh, right.
Right. But no, I don't think I've seen this show up on my app.
Hmm. Maybe the algorithm hasn't figured out what highlights you want to see yet.
I mean, I have seen... Maybe I've seen that. It's like... Well, they just didn't mention that it was AI Al Michaels in the like thumbnail, but... They said, yeah, they have like featured highlights or something. Hold on, I'm looking at it now. How are you watching it? Just on TV?
Yeah.
But how do you, what if you want to watch something, you know, that you missed?
No, I don't miss anything.
You watch it 24 hours a day?
I mean, I just watch whatever's on. That's how we used to do it, you know, just consume the slot they put in front of you.
Oh, your daily Olympic recap.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Can we listen to it?
Let's see. Hang on one sec.
This, yeah. Can you pick the one from a day in the past, like, let's say, August 8th?
Pump up the jams here.
Welcome to your daily Olympic recap. Yesterday in Paris, personalized for you in a new playlist each morning. Catch up on all the.
This is just the shit that he says in the commercial.
What should I call you?
Butthole.
But I'm not doing that.
Come on, make Al Michaels say butthole. Come on.
How about like? I don't want to make him do that. That's not respectful. I'm gonna say Al. Let's make him say his own name. All right. Great to meet you, Al. Okay. Select up to three sports that interest you. Extreme, team sports, artistic, endurance and strength, club and racket, pool, boating, combat and precision. You know what I've been surprised to find is that all the combat and precision sports are really boring. Like judo or taekwondo or fencing, they just like, there's no like, you know, it just, they just go like, and then it's over, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like them. All right, I'm going to do endurance and strength, and I like pool, and I guess I'll do artistic, because that's gymnastics? Sure. Okay, next. Select up to two highlights that interest you.
You know, they used to have art in the Olympics. Like, you could get a medal in painting.
Oh, I read about this. Who was linking to this? I think maybe Josh Reeds was linking to this.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Was he talking about the one guy who meddled in art and athletics?
Oh, maybe. I forget.
No. He got a medal in, like, you know, running or something, and then like 50 years later he got a medal in architecture.
Architecture.
Yeah.
That's you know, that's an impressive career. What proportion of Olympic medalists go on to a career in that sport? You know, whether it's like coaching or whatever. Or, you know, like, do most of them just, you know, go into banking or something?
Why banking?
Whatever, you know, just like, or, you know, running, you know, contracting or like, you know, painting signs, whatever, you know, like.
Painting signs?
Yeah, whatever. I'm just saying, like, you know, bronze medal pole vaulter from 1996. Like, what are they doing now?
I don't know.
I'm not going to find highlights that interest you. Behind the scenes and backstories, no. Top competition, yes. Viral and trending moments,
yeah.
Okay, fine. And the other one's international focus, but I guess we'll go with viral and trending. All right. Next. Okay, here we go. Your playlist is ready. Here we go. Start watching. That's funny. It's like he's talking to himself.
This is the same shit that he said before.
Well, it's gonna start. That was just the intro. Okay.
In men's water polo, Team USA advanced the play for their second medal since 1992. The Americans scored a late goal at the end of regulation to force a shootout. Their next opponent, Serbia, secured their spot in the semifinals as they scored a goal with 2 seconds remaining to win. And over in the women's 3-meter springboard, a scary moment for Team USA's Allison Gibson, who on her first dive of the Olympics hit her feet on the board, resulting in a non-dive and scoring a zero.
This is like a little robotic, but I think it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. The clips they're showing are not like super aligned with what he's saying.
Oh.
I mean, it's like it showed the water handball thing or whatever, and then it showed, I guess, that woman that he's talking about, but it
What was the name of that sport?
Water handball. What's it called? What was he talking about? I wasn't even listening.
Water polo?
Water polo.
I mean, I guess it is kind of like a water handball.
Yeah, that's why I call it
that. I don't think you beat the shit out of the other person in regular handball, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, how many drownings happen in water handball? I don't know. And anyway, yeah. And then I guess they're showing that woman that he's talking about, but they didn't show her actually hitting her feet on the diving board or whatever he said.
Yeah.
They just showed her, like, in the pool. So, I don't know. All right, here we go. Next clip. Hey, this is gonna be 18 clips.
All right, I don't think I can't believe you didn't make him say butthole.
I like that I made him say Al. He talked to himself.
He says Al every single day. He says I'm Al Michaels.
He said hey Al or whatever.
Yeah. What if he said hey butthole instead? That would have been much better.
I'm gonna go to the next one. This is just like the water handball game. He's not even talking. All right. Is he going to do anything else? Is the rest of this playlist have anything from him?
Oh, so it was the first one was him giving the summary, and then the rest of the clips are like the detail.
Yeah. Welcome to your daily 11. How do, oh, okay, here we go. Yeah, you can stop talking. I just want to see the list. Okay. Introduction, pool. Okay, here we go. Okay, that was here, and he's going to talk again.
Steeplechase.
Yeah. Hold on. Maybe we can take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
Innovation. It's not just a word, it's an action. With artificial intelligence, we are not crawling or walking or running. We are flying today. Microsoft AI helps an architect bring history back to life. He doesn't see data, he sees fragments of our past. This is now. Artificial intelligence helps farmers grow more food with less resources. She's not collecting information, she's feeding a growing population without wrecking the planet. This is real. An engineer explores how AI could help the deaf see sound. She's not looking at obstacles, she's staring down opportunity. Innovation doesn't see the possibility of tomorrow, it creates tomorrow. And are you ready for the headline? Tomorrow is here today.
So we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
What were we talking about before?
I don't know. Nothing important.
Okay. What are we talking about now?
Is it okay if I get into politics? Just a little bit of politics for just a minute?
Okay. But keep it really controversial, okay?
All right. Here's my controversial opinion.
All right.
J.D. Vance is a Caleb.
Oh. yeah, that seems not controversial to me, actually. Well, I mean, do you have proof or is this
he's just
reading?
Like an off-putting guy that nobody wants to hang out with.
Yeah. Right. that's a good description. All right, interesting.
And I also think that's how you end up, you know, having his whole deal.
His whole deal is very strange. Well, I don't know.
Weird.
I sort of tried to read things explaining his whole deal and, you know, what's up with that.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, right. I don't feel like I have a good deep psychological understanding, but.
Yeah, he's just annoying and nobody wants to hang out with him and he seeks validation. So he goes on, you know, the 16-year-old Nazi chat room to be friends with those guys.
Is that a thing that happened?
Oh yeah, he's in all kinds of chats with the Groypers, with the floor shitter, with all kind of people.
I don't know. I'm not aware of these luminaries.
Oh yeah,
that's excellent.
The floor shitter leaked their texts. he was texting with the floor shitter. The floor shitter is a guy named Chuck Johnson, who's another Caleb who's most famous for shitting on the floor in college. And he,
you know, that doesn't have to be the end of your, you know, the end of your career as a person.
Yeah. Anyway, he told that guy that he doesn't know any Chinese people or Asian Americans or something.
Why is that? Why was that coming up?
I don't know. He's just, you know, it's like, I gotta be racist so this guy likes me type of deal.
I see. I totally know what you mean, man. Yeah, like I don't know any Chinese people at all. is this guy an internet guy now?
No, he was an internet guy like 15 years ago.
Oh.
Or maybe he was shitting on the floor 15 years ago. 10 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, tell me if I, you know, if this is going too far off the deep end. I don't know the answer. It's a question I'm asking, okay? I'm just asking this question.
Just asking questions.
Just only this one question. Just this one single question. Is Donald Trump a Caleb?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
What do you know?
Well, he's he has like some amount of what the kids would call Riz.
What's that? I'm not the kids. I don't know this. I don't know anything. What's this?
Like he's got some personality. Oh, man.
Yeah, I do. Like, okay, people, I know.
People,
I know that. Yeah.
People, I mean, like his brain doesn't work anymore. But like, you know, he can go and talk to people and like,
right,
you know, have a conversation. He might be like a total egomaniac douchebag, but like, you know, it's not like he walks in the room and people are like, oh, look at the time. You know, I gotta go.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay. It's a good call. Are you excited for the Harris Waltz campaign ticket?
Ticket, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know about this Waltz guy so much, but
you don't like the Waltz man?
He's just fine, you know, like you can't object to him. He's
sounds like you're objecting to him.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is it because he's too Midwestern?
Yeah, I saw some article where it was like, you know, good choice because, you know, a lot of Americans are just gonna feel like comfortable and familiar with him. I'm like, okay, right, because Americans are like white people.
Yeah.
Or like other white people.
Well, he's a DEI hire.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I know. I'm just like, who cares? Like, it doesn't have to be a white guy. You know? True. Like, just go farther in the other direction.
I like that he's a high school teacher.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, you know, no, I'm as I don't object to him, other than just like as a I don't know, like as a VP, I'm like, or like even just as a candidate.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't know. He's not gonna do. I think, you know, she picked him because he'll just like go along with whatever she wants him to do. I guess that's good. I don't know. I mean, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with him being my VP. Of the country.
He gave a good speech.
Did he actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he had a couple of good one-liners. He said make no mistake, violent crime was up under Donald Trump. And that's not even counting the crimes he committed.
Hey-o. Yeah.
And then later he said, I can't wait to debate J.D. Vance. That is, if he can get off the couch to come debate me.
Is he like a known couch sitter?
No, he's a known couch fucker. You don't know about this?
Oh, no. What's this? What?
He has sex with couches.
So not on the couch, but...
No, with the couch. Yeah.
With the couch. How did this come to light?
It's described on some page of his stupid book.
Really?
No, but it's believable. Yeah, somebody on Twitter, I guess, claimed that, and then
everyone just went with it.
It's so believable that the Associated Press had to publish an article titled "No, J.D. Vance did not have sex with a couch," and then later they deleted it because it didn't meet their editorial standards, which, you know, could plausibly be interpreted to mean that he actually did have sex with the couch.
Sure. I mean, I guess it doesn't meet their editorial standards in the sense that, like, maybe he did, you know?
I mean, are we combating misinformation or not?
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, you can't prove that he didn't.
Yeah. Well, you can prove that it's not in his book. But the thing is, nobody's actually read his stupid book, so people just believed it.
That's the only way you could, They made a movie out of that book. Did you remember that?
Yeah. That was actually a theme on the Cinematrix on like the day after he got picked. And it was like, you know, the actors were Glenn Close, Amy Adams, and whoever else is in that book or that movie. And then the categories were like, you know, one of them, it was like rated rotten on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, box office less than 50 million, zero Oscar nominations.
That's very good. Did they allow you to just put that movie for all nine of them?
No, that's what makes it a tough puzzle, you know?
Right. It's a strange series of events for him. I don't know. I don't know. How often do you read something on Twitter and
never
just okay? Let's say a year ago. How often would you read something on Twitter?
Even a year ago, I was not on Twitter anymore.
A year ago, really?
Yeah.
Okay. 20 years ago, how often would you read something on Twitter? No, I don't know. Just like, all right, whatever, wherever you are on the internet, your travels across the internet, how often do you believe something that you read on there?
Oh, yeah. Like something false or just something in general?
Something.
I think I'm pretty good at detecting.
How do you know?
Fake stuff. I think I have, I'm not 100%. But I can tell by the way that it is.
How do you know? What if it's a deep fake? What if it's a shallow fake?
You can still tell.
Well, what if they're getting more sophisticated?
I feel like I saw a deep fake of something somewhere. I can't remember what it was. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What if it's Al Michaels giving you an AI recap?
Well, if he doesn't say butthole, then it's probably fake.
Then it's probably fake.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, you say you're not 100%. When would happen? What was the time that you got it wrong?
Usually it's like, you know, somebody will post like a link to a news article and then like write some like comment about it that's not actually 100% correct, you know, like they're misrepresenting the situation somewhat.
Yeah.
Usually in some way that's like designed to like make you outraged.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
And then you're like, oh, actually, you shouldn't. There's no need to be outraged about that thing. It's actually fine.
Sure. Right.
I don't know. I don't have a specific example.
But you think you got outraged one time when you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I feel I don't, you know, just no one has time to read the whole thing anymore is the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I need my AI summary.
Yeah, right. Okay, here's my question. If I have an AI generate a website for me, and yeah, that website gets hacked, who's liable?
Eric Heisen.
Okay. Answered. What if I have an AI, you know, look at my x-rays and says I don't have cancer, and then I do have cancer and I die, then who's liable?
Don't have an AI look at your x-rays.
I'm not getting any x-rays, but if one were to do that.
Yeah. Seems bad.
Well, okay. So you don't know the answer?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
Ask an AI lawyer.
Okay. That's good advice. Yeah. I just saw an article how you know, all these big tech companies are just not outright acquiring AI companies, but instead just like becoming, you know, the 90% majority shareholder and like hiring away their best people so that they get the technology and licensing the technology. So they have basically full control over the technology, but aren't legally liable somehow or something.
Oh.
Because they didn't acquire it. I'm like, I don't think that's really going to work though.
But does it put them in a better situation in case, like, you know, 5 years from now or 5 months from now, like no one cares about AI anymore, but like we have all these really good engineers that still work for us.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I guess so. But they could just leave them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, I think it's more about licensing the technology versus like, you know, quote unquote licensing versus actually acquiring. I don't know.
It sounds kind of like Adam Newman paying himself rent or whatever.
Sure. Right. That's a classic strategy.
Yeah.
It's time tested. All right. Well, I think I need to go. Sorry for a short one today, everybody. But I need to go to sleep. Because I imagine I'm going to be woken up like 3 times.
You need me to come with you?
You want to take a shift?
Well, if you're going to have trouble falling asleep.
Me? Yeah, yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah, I've been feeling really lonely. I need someone to hold my hand, pat me on the head.
Why don't you sleep with your Apple?
Oh, yeah.
I guess you're Microsoft now.
Wait, did I tell you this Apple story? Okay. My dad came over the other day and he was like, or, you know, he picked Joel up from camp and brought him home. And he's like, what's this Apple doing here? Just like sitting on the chair. He's like, oh, that's Aaron's Apple. And then when I got home, my dad was like, what? Why do you guys always have just like apples lying around? I mean, it looks like no one's eating them. Yeah, Aaron is, yeah, for the listener, Aaron makes friends with fruit. For a while, he was bringing it into bed with him. Finally, we had to tell him, like, we can't do that with fruit anymore. But we have like a fruit bowl. And he just like wants it sitting next to him at breakfast, like on his table with him. And he's like, yeah, he picked one the other day and he's like, this is the apple. The apple's going to school. And like the fruit bowl was like the apple school. And he's like, this is his teacher. He made some new friends. The old friends went bad.
The old friends went bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want them falling in with the bad apples, right?
Exactly right. Yeah. This is a little dangerous. And then Diane was like, but then the other day he actually just asked to eat one. So, it's like very unclear when it turns back into food. He'll talk to it and be like, yeah, look at my fruit ball, apple. Like, you know, look what I got here, apple.
Pretty good.
You know, it's good to have friends.
Yeah.
You need friends in life.
Sure do.
All right, well, good night to you. Yeah, maybe I need you to drive me home though, because I'm gonna go to sleep right away. So yeah.
All right.
or call a driverless taxi for me.
Yeah, good luck with that. All right, well, we'll see you, the listener, next time on the Ben and Vince Show.
The Ben and Vince Show. We didn't say our name yet. This is the first time we said the name during this episode. We didn't say welcome.
I don't keep track of that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, I don't think you keep track.
It's like in the movie where they show the title at the end.
Yeah. I watched a YouTube compilation playlist of like all the evolution of all the movie studio logos. That was pretty enjoyable.
Paramount, the Mountain, and like 20th Century yep. Fox, the Searchlight, and Columbia, the statue. Mm-hmm. TriStar, the horse.
Pegasus, yeah.
Yeah, and then, her name, the fucking DreamWorks, the kid on the fishing from the moon, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The Pixar yeah. lamp.
No, but that was, they, that's only, it has not evolved. There's only one of those. It's never changed.
I don't know, is Disney like the Cinderella castle?
Yeah, Disney. That it hasn't changed too much. I mean, there's not that many different versions, but yeah, Disney, yeah.
I mean, what's Sony? Does it just say like Sony?
Sony is garbage. Sony is like, have you seen a recent Sony movie?
I saw Madam Web.
Okay, right. So it just goes like, ding, and then that's it.
Huh.
And then if it's like a Columbia picture, then it'll be like, you know, Sony, ding, and then it like zooms into the O, and then that starts the Columbia.
What's the Columbia thing?
The statue.
Oh, right. yeah, I knew that.
Sony sucks. You're missing a few, but yeah.
What are the other good ones?
MGM, The Lion.
Oh, yeah.
Universal, The Planet.
Oh, yeah, that of
one,
course.
That one's pretty interesting. You should look at Universal. The one from the 40s is like this crazy like disco ball looking thing. It's insane.
Yeah. I think I have seen the evolution of that one.
Yeah.
Universal makes some good movies.
Sure. It's clear to me that 20th Century Fox is like by far the best, but I don't know if everyone agrees with me.
I think DreamWorks is pretty good.
Yeah, DreamWorks. I mean, like many of them are good, but like I'm just saying. I mean, I'm going more by the music here.
No, I'm saying the DreamWorks music is good.
Music is good. Yeah, it's good. I'm not saying it's.
It might
good,
be better than 20th Century Fox.
No way. It's very different. It's good. It's good. Many of them are good. Warner Brothers, that we didn't talk about Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers doesn't have a great fanfare.
That's just where like you see the reflection of the studio and the
yeah.
And then they Matrix had, it was green.
Yeah, exactly. That's so funny. That's like the first time I noticed that logo.
Yeah.
I remember after that I was always like, "Oh yeah. Okay." Warner Brothers has had a lot of changes over the years. That's an interesting one.
I mean, I imagine that reflection thing would be hard to do, you know, in the 40s.
Or no, they didn't do that. In the 90s, they all switched to like these CGI ones.
Yeah.
So like 20th Century Fox now it like spins around, you know, it like starts up top and then.
What was the thing at Screen on the Green where everybody would like wave their arms? Was that? I feel like it had something to do with HBO. What's it was the HBO, like the HBO. That's not a studio, but like they used to have that.
The static?
No, they used to have like a. It's like a 3D, like you're zooming through whatever. I don't know. And there was music, and everyone would go.
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't remember that. So I think we said the main ones, but I mean, then there's just like a million like smaller studios.
Miramax
kind of sucks.
Legendary Pictures.
Legendary, Lionsgate. Lionsgate changed a lot. Well, they basically, I kind of hate Lionsgate. Not necessarily the company, but the logo or like the.
Is Miramax Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
Right. Yeah, whatever. There's a million. But I enjoyed Warner.
Syncope.
What's that?
Syncope, the maze.
I don't know that one.
I think that's associated with Christopher Nolan somehow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. You got Focus Features.
Oh yeah, Focus. Yeah.
That's a good one. 20th Century Fox is funny because it was the merger of Fox Pictures or Fox Film and 20th Century Pictures, back in like 1920 or whatever.
Okay.
And 20th Century Pictures basically just already had the thing that, you know, that they have today.
So they just added Fox on it.
And they just added Fox. And Fox was like, yeah, obviously yours is better. like, you know, incorporating anything from Fox. But yeah. And it seems like they added the second half of the music later. Like, it didn't used to have the...
Oh, well, that's the best part.
I'd say it's equally good. I think they're both halves are equally good. I mean, that drum roll is just excellent. You know, the... It's so good. Anyway. Universal, the music is similar, but it's just clearly not quite as good to me, I think.
What do they have? I feel like there's no music. It depends on what the movie is. But they don't do that in every movie.
No, they don't. There's certain of the studios that have the music way more often than the others. Like Warner Brothers seems like it rarely has it.
I don't know what the Warner Brothers.
It's like,
welcome to the WB.
Yeah, that one. it's like kind of like a piano one. I don't know. I can't. That's how it ends.
Oh. That makes me think I'm watching a VHS.
the you have associations with these things over the years for sure. The cool ones also is where you know they like change it for the movie. Those are great.
Yeah,
that's always like a this is gonna be good.
Yeah.
all right, I gotta go. Enough.
All right, see you at the movies.
See you at the movies. Goodbye, listeners, friends.
See you.
Bye.